That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Oh, it's good to be back, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California! It's Tuesday, February 25th, 2020, and I'm happy to say that Doug Loves Movies will be taping at the UCB in New York, Hell's Kitchen location, on Saturday, April 4th at 10:30 p.m. And I'd also be happy to see some name tags. Sprung it on you guys, I know, but holy shit. There's at least four. There's somebody with a bag of something over there, like sunflower seeds or some shit. All right, well, I guess it qualifies. Sometime I'm just going to, like, shut the games down if there's not enough name tags. You guys don't have name tags? All right. I know you're busy with other things. Thanks for trying, everybody. Doug plugs. Thursday night, I'm doing... I guess it's funnier that you guys don't bring name tags. You know, it's like a cult where everybody's constantly rebelling. Thursday night, I'm doing stand-up in Tampa at the Improv. And then, there I want people to bring name tags because then they'll have a shot at being a guest on Doug Loves Movies in Orlando this Sunday night. Also at the Improv. I'm doing stand-up on Saturday, March 7th at 4:20 at DNA's Comedy Lab in Santa Cruz, California. My first time at that club, I've heard good things about it. And DLM returns to the Improv in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, April 11th at
4:20.
I knew you guys could do it. For all my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Ka-ka!
Wallet!
I thought of something recently to add to that at the very end, but I forgot it already. Which is probably for the best. Let's look in the prize bag. There's some weird stuff in here that I've had sitting around. I'm just like, I gotta give this away on the show. It's a bottle of pink cannabis infused, now get this, beverage. Oh my God, you guys, did you get a bottle of beverage from Doug? And it says 30 milligrams of THC in this whole bottle. So that's not really a lot. 7.5 per serving. But it also says just, I don't know why they would list this, but zero CBD. So people that are into CBD are just going to pass on this shit. But it's called Stonebush. So, you know, if that sounded good to you, check it out. And then, I got a little money pouch that says High Times on it from some High Times magazine event I must have gone to. A shirt from a company called Mav. They make some cool pipes that I enjoy smoking from. Of course, a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins that'll be sitting over there, is possibly going in the prize bag. It might go to someone in the audience tonight who matches me for Last Woman Stanton. And finally, probably not the best thing, well, some stickers, but also I was in San Antonio at the LOL Comedy Club, and so I brought, I took it from my hotel room, a book called San Antonio. And they lead on the front with the Alamo, so I have no idea what else they have, what else they're going to show you inside. Oh, it looks cool, though. All right, so all that's in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my four guests, three of whom I believe have been on the program before, and one newbie who I'm very excited to have out here. Please give it up for Taylor Rizzo, Kelly McInerney, John McPhail, and Vanessa Gonzalez. Come on out. Thought I could get a chant going. Really thought they had this. Yay. Oh, they're coming to, yeah, it's pretty tricky back there. It's really like an escape room. And I'm always delighted when my guests manage to figure out how to get here from right back there. Hello. Let's meet them individually, shall we? Starting with our first-time guest, all the way there on the other end, and all the way visiting us from Glasgow, it's John McPhail, everybody.
Hiya, how you doing?
And as you may know already, because I talk about it so much, director of one of my favorite, it's my favorite Christmas movie, Step Aside, Die Hard. Anna and the Apocalypse. Yeah. This is how people feel about your movie here. Does that feel all right?
That's really nice. It's quite heartwarming, you know?
And you're having a good time here in this in California? You're visiting for a little bit?
No, I'm here for 10 days. We actually, the producer, Vanna and the Apocalypse, and the two composers, they're here tonight as well.
Filling out the crowd, yeah. They're like, what's this name tag stuff he's talking about? Yeah, you'll find out in a little bit. Or I guess you kind of did already.
We went to Disneyland.
Nice. So your prize bag is a bag from Disney Parks.
No, it's got stuff in it, but I just thought I'd bring it cause to show all my tourists, you know, when I'm walking down Sunset Boulevard like that. Hey!
That's so nice of you to let everybody know. I'm always out there. I wish one of these are the goddamn tourists. Well, that guy waving the bag around. And you got something lined up, something coming up that we can look for, you know, as a director, another film?
Well, that's why we're out here, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
trying to raise finance.
Get it going.
And speak to talent and just the usual. No, this is amazing. Like, genuinely, like, I never get out of the house. So to get into, like, LA and, like, to be, you know, going about pitching a movie, it's good fun.
I'm sorry if I made you feel bad when the first thing I said when you said that you went to Disneyland was, did you go on the Rise of the Resistance, the Star Wars attraction? See, now I'm making you sad again. Like, I didn't mean to rub it in. I just was more like excited that you probably went on it, because why wouldn't they just take you right to the front of the line?
They don't know who I am.
You are a treasure. You got to walk around telling people who you are.
I'm John.
See, I think that would get you in. Go to the complaints department. And Taylor, how often you've been on this show?
Like four times.
Four times so far? Okay.
I don't know.
It feels fresh.
Is this my introduction?
I'm also getting lost in your sweater. It looks like so plush and so comfy. It's Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
What's up, guys? Here I am.
The plush and comfy Taylor Rizzo. We had a great time at Disneyland the other day, John. I'm not
sure
going to continue to rub this in your face.
Rise of the Resistance.
But Taylor knows the tricks. He knew all of the steps, and all I had to do was stand next to him and learn. It almost felt like some sort of Jedi training.
That's true. I'm big Yoda, big hairy Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite of baby Yoda.
Yeah, we dabbed
not
out.
Not as popular.
We dabbed out like crazy in the hotel room, and then we went and did the 8 a.m. thing where you stand in Disneyland wondering if you're going to get a boarding pass or not. For the whole day, you only have that one shot right at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And people are cheering. It's just a weird celebration.
It's, yeah, when you hear people cheering while your phone is just loading, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but near the castle is where you get the best reception.
That's right. There's a cell tower over there, everybody.
Yeah, so that's a little tip from Doug Loves Movies. And if you're such a colossal nerd that you have to do this, because I don't know how long this will go on for, like how long they can keep people, make people do this. But the airlines make people do this every day, so
yeah.
So I guess it's no big deal. But the idea is then you spend, our number was 71, so we knew we had a boarding group. We knew they'd put us on the ride probably if it didn't break down too much throughout the day. And we finally got our call at about 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah, which it broke down a couple times during the day and pushed it back, but
yeah, but we were basically there all day. And but the thing is, unlike the airport, you can go on cool rides while you're waiting. But you're still just checking in all the time, like you left the kids without a sitter or something.
Exactly. You can't stop checking it because
you just like, when do I get to go on that fucking ride? And he had done it several times before and was still amped enough to go through all that to go on it again. So I was like, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to me. And it wasn't.
He loved it. Don't let him fool you.
I did. I did love a lot about it. But... but it did remind me of how I've lost interest in Star Wars, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I like the ride more than the movies. Maybe I shouldn't have said that in this crowd.
No, sorry. But I think I think that's a valid thing to say, is because it's way more exciting to be like zipping around on those sets and stuff. Like, the sets are incredible. Like, it is a fucking wet dream if Star Wars is your thing, because they just put you in Star Wars. Like, you're in Star Wars scenes. The trouble is, it's all Kylo Ren shit.
Yeah.
is Poe?
I mean, I love Kylo Ren, but it's like, you know, it's what's his name? Hawk, the guy that's, you know, spoiler. He's dead in the movies, so it's weird that he's alive.
Ginger dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It's weird that he's alive and yelling at us on the ride. It's kind of like, dude, you're already dead. So,
yeah, we know his
so
future.
Fuck off. But still, it's pretty good. Some of the things in it, like, that's the other thing, is I feel the colder you go in, the better. You know, so it's kind of sucks because I love talking about it, but yeah. I don't want to, you know. I know Taylor had to go through that the entire day. He wanted to tell me stuff about it. And he's just like, no, I'll just let you experience it.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
How many times have you ridden it before?
Four times?
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His girlfriend goes with him and everything. It's crazy.
That's right. She has a faster phone than I do, so it helps out.
Oh, you make her go then.
That's right. I'm using her for those cell numbers.
All right. Well, enough talk about that.
I also didn't get in on Saturday.
It's Kelly McInerney, everybody. Yeah, that was fun to get a message from her the day I was at Disneyland saying, I was there yesterday. It's like, okay, yeah. We both like it. We both went there. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, when I post pictures of food, you don't go, I ate food yesterday.
It was just fun funny because I was like, Disney's different than a hamburger, you know?
It's very different than a hamburger. I was thinking recently, like 10 minutes ago, about how everything's all about Mickey Mouse, but nobody really likes Mickey Mouse. Nobody really gives a shit about Mickey Mouse.
I could do a good Mickey
He's
laugh.
He's cute enough. Oh, save that for the impressions portion. Okay. Thank you for being here. And Vanessa Gonzalez is here too, everybody. This might just be your third time or so.
Second? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good at this. Where was that? Was that here in L.A.?
In Austin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, remember? You were there.
No. Oh, now I'm seeing it. Yeah, now I'm seeing it. I love doing the show there at the Cap City Comedy Club. I'll be there doing some during South By. Are you going to South By at all this year?
No.
Why not?
They didn't call
Waiting
me.
For Moon Tower?
No. They didn't call me.
Just wait for a miserable hot day in the summer?
Yeah.
Then you'll go to, they'll go in there and say, hey, Cap City, can I come in and get some shade?
Yeah.
What else is going on?
I didn't go to Disneyland.
Sorry.
What'd you say? Disney World? They're mad.
I'm going to Disney World this very weekend.
Oh, you are?
It's true.
You can't get enough of the mouse.
But I will resist the rise of the resistance because, you know, I can wait a few months before I do it again.
But y'all said that it kept telling you the ride shut down, like the rides broke down, we're fixing it, and you still wanted to ride it?
It's not as much, it's more like computer things. Plus, once you go on the ride, you'll be like, oh shit, that is a complicated thing to put groups of people through.
And
if any one thing is not working right, then the ride is kind of fucked. Because it's storytelling and whatnot. So, you know, they really are on top of their shit and make sure everything's working perfectly.
Like one of the Chewbacca's not talking.
Yeah, or just getting, you know, overheated.
Oh, they get overheated. They do need lots of water.
Yeah, robots love
the
water.
The Chewbacca's, yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for being here, Vanessa.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of you. I've just got a few quick questions for each of you, and we'll start with John on the end. What's inside that bag that you brought to put in the prize bag tonight?
Well, I didn't want to do any like self-promotion or anything like that, so I brought along a signed Blu-ray of Anna and the Apocalypse. I also brought over like a signed vinyl of Anna and the Apocalypse.
Vinyl. And I mean, it gets you really did this right because the last thing's the best thing.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I got a Scottish tea cake.
There is actual
people
gasps
in the audience.
Wow.
So excited.
These are really delicate, so actually bringing this from Scotland was a nightmare, right? So just the actual effort, like, alone, it is actually the best.
What is this?
Hold
what
on.
Is it?
This is not making it off of the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to...
There's no way.
It's
so,
delicate.
So it
looks like
it's
a ding-dong, but fancier.
It's got a biscuit base, a mallow inside, covered in chocolate.
Oh, you want...
Can we split it five ways?
Scott? Good old Scottish tea cake. I bet we could. But I think the prize bag winner should get it.
Is it like a Malomar?
Well, I don't know. You Americans, like, just like the amount of diabetes that you sell in shops is just incredible, and I love it so much.
Tastes good.
Honestly, every single time I come here, I think I'm going to leave with diabetes, and it's just like I'm going to lose a foot. Just from like eating, you know, Sour Patch Kids.
You'll get it on the way out. Yeah. They give it to you at customs.
So there's like a Scottish tea. What'd you call it? Cake? Tea cake?
It's a tea cake.
Shops.
Right? Yeah. Well, it's made by Tunnocks, which is like the shit. It is the crack of Scotland. It's the biscuit bar, the biscuit place to go. But again, I don't know if it's a biscuit or a cake, or, you know, because it's called a tea cake, but still we classify it as a biscuit.
Okay.
So, like, you don't really know what it actually is. But it's a biscuit, but it's a tea cake.
A biscuit's like a cookie, right?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Like, cookie. I speak not only with an accent, but with slang, and it's like, it's just different. So when I say I, right, it means yes. Right?
Okay.
And when I say, like, ah, I mean I. So, I like you, Doug. Right?
It's kind of like it's kind of like pirate talk.
Yeah. Aye, that's really good, Doug.
Just sounds like we're on a ship. But
yarr. I lost me foot to diabetes. Would you like to join me, crew?
But even being told that you're not exactly sure what that, how to you know, compare it to anything we have, I'm still learn more about the tea cake than I've ever known before. So I appreciate that, Taylor. What are we going to learn from what you brought
less
to the table?
Less than that. I brought a Getting Dug with High mug. No one wants it.
You have one, don't you?
No.
Why didn't we give you one when you were on the show?
That's what I've said many emails about.
Just take this.
Okay, just take that one. Just seriously, you deserve one. You're on the damn show.
I don't have one either.
Just give it to
all
them.
All right, you guys share it. You guys get move in together and share it.
Yeah, somebody gets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll divide it.
And then I have
I want it
some,
for summers. Oh. What else did you bring? Oh. Magazines?
Some Hollywood Reporter did some like special Once Upon a Time in Hollywood magazines that
they're
I...
Still in the bag, like they're collectibles?
I don't know. They seem cool, though. I was looking at them, I was like, yeah, I like these. And then I figured, you know, maybe let's give it to somebody else.
Yeah, you didn't even crack the bags open.
Nope.
Yeah, that's probably worth a lot.
It still smells new in there, I bet.
All right. It's true, we didn't learn anything, but here's something. Getting Dug with High is, you know, as you may have heard, is on a hiatus for it's been a couple months now, but it looks like we're going to get back on track very soon. But we are switching production companies, and so there's like you know, paperwork and lawyers and stuff, but I think it's going to happen soon. So
yay.
So look at my Twitter and my Twitter. Look at my Twitter. You'll be the first to know when there's information. Okay, so Kelly, what do you got?
I got some American candy called Snow Caps.
Okay.
They're just chocolate chips with sprinkles on them. So Diabetes City, baby.
Have you had something like that ever, John?
No.
Yeah, that's a big movie theater thing. Snack, and also it's kind of wintry themed. So it kind of goes with, it'd be kind of a perfect anti-apocalypse snack.
You thought about that, see?
Yeah. Sure, yeah, I did.
Yeah, she really planned for that. And
also,
then what
Amazon,
else?
On Amazon Prime. I just watched it beforehand. I just want to say, you guys, fucking keep up. Sorry for yelling at you immediately. Anyways, here's more stuff I'll give you. Cookie, it says Whirlpool on it. I don't know. I got it somewhere.
It says Whirlpool.
I got it at the Onward movie premiere. It's really hard, and I was like, this is not a good cookie, but maybe you guys
you
like
figured that out without unwrapping it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Some fun Play-Doh. Ooh, yeah.
I like Play-Doh too.
Pranks in a tin. It's got some fun whoopee cushion, all that. And then my friend, I also have like merch stuff, and then I'll tell you the big thing. Internet Bully's a pin of mine, and then everyone is out there getting laid. I'm just laying down. It's a koozie, and it's me lying down. And then my friend got me this for Christmas, but I have one already. It's Will Smith dressed up.
Yeah.
Wearing a... I already have the exact one that my cousin gave me, so I had to give. So if you love Will Smith, like me, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I took that Play-Doh and put my thumb over the H so it says Doug. I took a picture of it, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you dab before the show.
I saw him do it.
Thank you for bringing all of that stuff, Kelly.
Hey,
follow that, Vanessa?
Yeah. So I brought Mardi Gras stuff.
Oh, it's Fat Tuesday. Yeah. I forgot.
This is a wig of streamers.
Oh, that's bad. I hope you guys are going out later.
Yeah, because y'all are partying after this, right?
I guess so. I didn't even know.
This is balloons with glow sticks in them.
What?
Rich.
Can we try one?
If you want. This is a wig. It's like a whole outfit if you're ready.
Yeah. Put it on, Doug.
Put it on. Some sunglasses.
Ooh, those are nice ones.
Those are nice. And then this is expensive, probably. Probably not. But my mom sent me... Oh, it fell out of the box. So I have a boxer dog. Her name's Bugs, and she's the cutest dog in the world. But my mom sends me things with bulldogs on it. And that's a different dog. So this is a little charm bracelet with like very deformed bulldogs. And it's for a child. So if anybody wins that, they can go pawn it or give it to a baby who likes bulldogs. And that's it. Oh, look. See, we're partying now. That's good. So you're welcome.
You can see the light.
Yeah. I didn't think they would work. Those are good. These are top quality.
Did you have to turn the light on or it just went?
You just have to believe. Why are you doing that?
I'm so scared it's going to pop.
No.
I think people listening will be like, oh, shit, this is about to go bad. Like, I hope I didn't hurt anybody's ears with that, yeah. With their earbuds inside their heads.
So
but that's a great contribution, yeah. You got four more of these balloons. You got one pre-blown. And then
maybe you can sign
some
that
more.
One.
I don't know if I was scared to go much bigger, but I think it can be a bigger balloon. But I gave up early. Plus, I like a lot of nipple to tie up at the end. Okay, hang on. I got a Sharpie right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Throw my name on there. It was a great idea, Vanessa, and fun for people to listen to. And watch. The audience here is captivated.
Yeah. It was a good show.
All right. So all of that's going in the prize bag.
Okay,
whoa.
Put it away.
It's like magic. Well, be careful. Is it going to pop it if you just shove it into a bag?
I've handled many balloons.
Okay. Somebody's going to win all that stuff and maybe this pin. And, oh, yeah, pass everything down, you guys. And also, if you got a bag yourself, we can consolidate. Do we get the Disneyland bag, John, or do you want to save that as a souvenir?
Well, I'll give that away. I've got a Sharpie in it as well, but, like, I don't really want to give that away.
Yeah, you can hang on to that.
It's just because I don't get many pens.
Look at that damn tea cake. It's so shiny. So beautiful. I'll put those stuff in mine. All right, we're good. Yeah. I'm going to start with Vanessa because you know what's coming.
Okay.
I think.
No.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, yeah. What did I see? Oh, Knives Out. Again, I rewatched Knives Out. Hell yeah. I just rewatched it.
Yeah, this crowd loves Knives Out.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I assume you liked it if you're saying you watched it again.
I did. I liked it. It's fun.
You excited that they're going to make another one?
They're not.
They are.
They are?
Yeah, they're going to make a sequel.
Breaking news.
I almost said squeakquel. Just out of habit, but I actually respect this choice.
Like they're making Knives Out 2 with the chipmunks?
No, it's just going to be regular style. I think it's going to be the character played by Daniel Craig. I wouldn't mind Lakeith Stanfield's character. Maybe they could both come back and solve a crime, but who knows?
Oh, they're solving it.
Schedules permitting, but it'll be a new crime. Yeah.
That's exciting.
All right, would you like to see them murder the same old guy again?
Yeah, I want to see the same, but like just a little different.
Let's just do it. Yeah, like the movie Clue, but the whole movie's got a different storyline.
Yeah.
Same story, but all different things happen.
Mm-hmm. Or just like edit it differently.
Yeah, did you think Knives Out was edited too choppy?
No, I liked it.
It's a stupid knife joke. All right, Kelly. What? It was so good. No one got it. Kelly, what is the last movie you saw besides watching Anna and the Apocalypse today to get ready?
It's good. I watched Downhill.
Oh.
How did that work out for you? Julia Louis-Dreyfus thing. Mm-hmm. It's it makes you feel a lot.
It does?
Angry. Pretty. But then at the end, you're like, it's a Julia rules in it. She's great.
She's a very good actress.
Yeah. At first, you hate her, and then you're like, I get it. He's a dick. But Will Ferrell is like, you can't hate him, but you do in the movie.
I see. I've only seen that, Downhill. I never saw Force Majeure, the movie that it was remake of.
I didn't know
that
was.
That movie apparently is like more subtle and more interesting. So now I definitely want to go back and check it out, but I'm a little frustrated that I'm going to know the whole story already.
Yeah.
I think, you know, your assessment, I haven't seen it either, but people who've seen Force Majeure think it's much better, right?
That's in French, right?
Swedish, I think.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was a French movie. Never mind.
You know, those
European.
European is pretty good.
That's close.
Yeah. You know, in a darts game, you're not too far off. We're throwing darts at a map. Taylor, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
I just watched Parasite today for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I watched Thor Ragnarok for like the 16th time after that. But Parasite is...
That's why you don't get to some of the new ones, is you're a guy that enjoys seeing a movie over and over again.
If it makes me feel good when I watch it, I'm just going to keep watching it.
Yeah, I get that. I go through phases with movies sometimes where I'll watch one, you know, kind of on a loop or, you know, every time I go on a plane or something. But it's been a minute now because they're making so many movies.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm so excited about seeing new stuff.
I know. I need to be better about that.
I'm not trying to change you.
He's not seen my film, by the way.
But Anna,
he
did
do his research.
I defy anyone to watch Anna the Apocalypse just once. Like it's the kind of movie you do look forward to seeing again as you're watching it the first time.
I look forward to watching it.
It's like I could watch this every Christmas.
And listening to the music, it's catchy, man.
Yeah, and the songs are not they're not so Christmassy that they bother you in other times of year.
Okay.
All of these things need to go on the box.
Yeah.
When you make the deluxe
extra
edition.
Quotes.
Such a dumb thing Doug said. But good job, Taylor. You saw a movie.
That's the important
thing. You saw Parasite.
Late, but it happened.
And you liked it.
I did. I loved it. Yeah.
It's good stuff, right?
It's the first time in a long time that I've read for 2 hours straight, but I did okay.
John, what about you? Do you have a recent motion picture experience that you can share?
Well, I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 the other night. Seen it before, but I tried some of this, you know, California dialect that you seem to have, this green herb. And it's like really, it's like you guys are really trying to cure cancer, like with that. Like it's like wet the bed stuff. Like, so I just needed colors and, you know, it's, you know, nice things. And I was like, Guardians of the Galaxy seems like a good option. So, yeah. So Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. You like the father-son dynamic in that movie?
I never got that far because I fell asleep because you guys are really trying to cure cancer.
All right. Okay. Now the tougher one. Where's my water? Is this my water?
Yeah, I moved it because you almost spilled it on me.
Still might.
Okay. I'm going to throw it in my face now.
Only if you get an answer wrong.
Okay.
What kinds of impressions can you share with us tonight? Do you have any impressions that you can do? Doesn't have to be from a movie, but, you know, extra points if it is.
Who do I do? I thought of this after I did the first one.
And okay,
I
think, this is perfect.
I think that I do Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors really good.
Okay, as played by Ellen Green in the film version?
Yeah.
Who are they going to put in the new one?
Me.
You're going to play that role in the new version?
After this.
I heard a rumor that Chris Evans was going to be the dentist. I enjoy that idea.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Lady Gaga.
Right?
They said.
That's what they're saying. I heard Rick Moranis came out of retirement to play Seymour again.
No.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
No, but he is going to be in a new Honey, I Did Something to the Kids. They're really updating the franchise, capitalizing on today's headlines.
Sounds so bad.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
I mean, Honey, I Blew Up the Kids still sounded terrible the day that they said it.
It did.
I was like, what? He blew the kid up? What?
Yeah.
The kid exploded? No, he's just bigger. Oh, well, why not I made the kid bigger? Yeah.
And then shrunk ourselves.
What? Did both those things happen in that one?
No, it was a different one.
Okay. I'm
familiar with the franchise.
But anyway, he's coming back and he's going to do something to somebody.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, where's the impression?
That you forgot.
I did.
I was like, I saw that dab. He forgot.
I did forget, okay. But I'm on it.
Okay.
Whoa! That was pretty solid.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mushnick. I'm sorry. I'll keep going.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So look for me in the movie.
Kelly?
Do you want to hear Mickey Mouse, or I could do the snapping turtle from Teenage Mutant Ninja 2, Secret of the Ooze?
Do that one.
Definitely that one, yeah. But both, somebody says, hey, listen, pal, we're tight on time.
Make them have a conversation.
Both are fast. Like, Mickey's like, ha-ha.
And hey, see, that one's over already. Yeah, yeah. We're still on schedule.
And then the snapping turtle's like, mama, mama.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay. The bar just keeps getting higher on these.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Taylor?
I don't.
What's an impression that you do?
I don't really do impressions.
Have you memorized any of the announcements they make at Disneyland?
No, I haven't. Last time I was on, I did the judge from My Cousin Vinny. I could just try to do another My Cousin Vinny one.
Okay.
Do Marissa Tomei.
All right.
Do the part where she stamps her foot.
Now, here we go. What?
A do idea?
Remember when she's talking about him shooting a doe-eyed deer in the face while he's drinking water?
A doe-eyed deer?
That was good too.
That was embarrassing.
We should
it won an Oscar, so good job.
That's all be Marissa Tomei for the rest of the time.
I don't think I could do it. I'd have to hear the voice for a second before I could do it. I don't think I could do an impression of her right now without really embarrassing myself.
Is she from New Jersey or something in it?
Yeah, she's got like a New York accent and all that business, but I'm terrible at it. What about you, John? Do you have an impression that you like to do?
Am I over?
I know.
What is that?
Am I over here? Or am I over here? Man, I was in the bathroom the whole time.
No, I don't know.
The Family Guy?
Hey, look, Lois, I'm Jesus.
I knew it. I didn't know. Yeah, that's good.
Nice switcheroo. He loves TV. Yeah. That was great. I was trying to think if I had any new ones, but I don't think I do. So let's say this. Let the games begin! Ladies and gentlemen, people have a few name tags for you to choose from. Please, no physical fighting over these. The center has like four. We got one over there on the side. Well, a couple over on the side. Does the one that's on your shirt count as a name tag? She's got an actual sticker on her shirt. Chelsea's holding up just a pre-roll, Taylor, so you might want to just go grab that.
Wait, where's the pre-roll?
Kelly, you can get over to it first. You get it.
Do we just go?
Just go pick the name tag you like the best. The one's got the best. Try to next time do something triumphant before you do a mic drop. And we'll be right back after these messages. Maybe messages? Probably just me talking. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Did you hear Doug Loves Movies has a brand new Twitter account? It's true. Follow at Doug Loves Movies on Twitter for all your Doug Loves Movies needs. Updates on where Doug Loves Movies will happen, plus who is going to be there. I know you love to know who the guests are going to be in advance, so you can make some particularly strategic name tags. So go to Doug Loves Movies on Twitter and enjoy the rest of this episode. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Yeah.
I hope you guys do whatever I told you to do in that ad break. Do what I say unconditionally. Who are you going to play for tonight, Vanessa? You got a ID.
I got an ID from Austin, Texas.
Nice.
I was like, I got a hometown. It's not really, but I'm from Texas. Pleasant Valley. I used to live there.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
How much of her info are you going to give out?
all of it.
All of it.
This is Kristen kind of a new.
Nicole.
This is a fun wrinkle for people out there listening. If you're ever coming to a Doug Loves Movies, you all have IDs. And if you don't want to make a name tag, just hold up your ID. And then know that you're handing it to a drunk and stoned comedian who will then proceed to share whatever it is they feel like sharing. So if you want to take the risk, I think it's a bold move, but it worked tonight.
You can trust me.
Yeah, you did a great job with
it. Her face looks great. Like, it's like a glamour shot.
That's good lighting.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, now, I don't know. I can't see. Let me see, because I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, she looks good. I know your eyes are closed.
Open your goddamn eyes. There's so many movies I say I didn't see, but it's just because I was there, but, you know, just didn't open my eyes. Just hanging out with my eyes closed. Who are you playing on behalf of, Kelly?
Chelsea? because she had a pre-roll.
Oh, Chelsea just held up a pre-roll. That worked.
That's the way to my heart.
Yeah.
I was going to go for the candy, but I'm not a gummy person, to be honest.
You want a Reese's Cup?
I mean, maybe. Like, you know what?
You got a Reese's Cup? You're
yeah,
just going to
yeah.
give her?
Shared for all of
That's
us.
That's so nice of you. Oh yeah, there's three
Hell
of them.
Yeah,
oh, it's big,
two.
Big ones. Oh, two
thanks,
big ones.
Thanks, dude.
It's got
two
a better chocolate
cup.
To
king
peanut butter
size.
Ratio.
Well, Taylor gets one because he's the yeah, dab yeah. king and they're king size.
Yeah.
And
sorry, I was excited.
Is this something you would ever actually eat, John?
Oh, totally. No, like Reese's Cups, Reese's Pieces. I like peanut butter and chocolate. Like,
they're good, right?
Like everybody. Diabetes. Yeah.
But yeah, even the big Fit
Trick
one,
big.
Though?
Yeah.
I know, like we don't go that far.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I wouldn't mess
yeah.
with that.
Like, your portions are just massive.
Oh, yeah.
If you order nachos, like, as a starter, you're gubbed for dinner. Like, actually, you're just, like, wiped out.
I got a tiramisu the other night. It was the size of a tombstone. all right. So, hey, dug out to Chelsea, even though she's actually in the room for recovering, for, I assume, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're out here waving around pre-rolls, so I think you're probably doing all right.
First day out.
Yeah, first day out. See, there you
Hell
go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's back.
Could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
We were discussing. thanks, Cornball. We. You getting ready to do a show in Branson? What was I talking about? Oh, we were discussing on Twitter who's been to the most Doug Loves Movies tapings, and I think Chelsea might be the winner of that. But you're not on Twitter, though, right? You are? What's your name on Twitter? You don't want to give it out? No, that's cool. You don't have to give it out. Or you just don't remember? Doesn't remember. Okay. You know, look into it if you're ever near a computer. Everybody else, just go for it. Just type in Chelsea and see what happens. Say things to whoever you get that you would say to this Chelsea. What's that?
You get football.
Yeah, I don't know what that. Soccer?
Chelsea.
Chelsea. Okay, yeah. I see. Now you're talking. The medication's wearing off. They give you good stuff going out of the hospital? Do they insist on the chair? Okay. Are you going to go to Disneyland while you have that chair? What do you mean you wish? Wait, let's make it happen. We'll start a GoFundMe. Are we still doing a show? Who are you playing for, Taylor?
I'm playing for Jost World, but I assume his name is Josh.
Yeah.
In a rendition of Ghost World.
It looks beautiful. It's like hand drawn or some shit.
Is this you and your significant other on there?
They're both me.
They're both his face on there.
So I wasn't wrong. All right. Yeah. I like Ghost World, so I picked this.
Yeah,
this
I like
tag.
It too.
I don't know how I feel about Josh yet, but.
You might be winning some stuff for him.
We'll see. I can still take it back.
John, who you got there?
So it's Bran, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I'm assuming his name's Bran, but he's went to like a really good effort. Like that's
oh
quite,
yeah, that's some really
good.
That's some nice a nice font that he drew on there
on an actual name tag.
And would you call it like I heard somebody was firing about a pre-roll, and I went oh. I could try and half in on that and bribe them with potato chips.
I mean, yeah. It's salt and vinegar. You want to split some?
Yeah, you guys could share both of those things.
So we call these crisps back in Scotland, like not chips, that's fries. Right? So you're going to get really complicated. For me, it is every day.
But that's not, you don't have that brand of the Utz.
We don't have brand either. See how I
no
segued?
Brand?
See how I segued, aren't you, brand?
Is that real?
Brand.
Oh, Brian, I see. Brandon.
Brandon.
See, Brandon.
Brandon.
There's a D in there, we can just skip.
Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Oh, because it's a movie poem.
But your friends call you Bran. Here we go.
I'm still winning, Bran. We're all right.
Everybody needs some Bran in their lives.
All Bran keeps you regular.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
That's what I'm saying. All right, we're going to start with a game. This is going to be these first two games are just for fun. Don't put any pressure on yourself. we're going to start with Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah. I will say very slowly the name of an actual movie. The first person on stage to repeat it back completely and correctly wins the chance to go first in the next game. So it's no big deal. Some people just sit there and look at me when we play this game. They don't even dignify it with a response or an effort.
You said repeat it back incorrectly?
Yes. If you repeat it back incorrectly, you win. Okay. So it's so easy, yet somehow people always want to say it correctly. No, it's the first correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get it. You can get it wrong.
Okay.
You just won't win. I don't know the point of that. But there's you'll see the titles are fucked up. Here we go. The Prince and
the Pauper?
I start over after every guess.
The Frog.
The Prince and say
I.
The whole thing.
I.
Say it.
Oh, The Prince and I?
No. The Prince and
The Prince in Egypt.
The Prince and me. Three.
The Prince.
A. Yes?
Nope.
Gonna the wait. Prince and me. Three. A Prince Tale.
The Prince and me. Three. A.
Looking at me, I don't know.
Well, because you just made a really good guess. Okay, so all you gotta do is change the to a. Sorry.
Oh, okay. The Prince and me. Three.
A.
Prince's Tale. A Prince Tale.
The Prince and me. Three. A Royal.
Oh, The Prince and me. Three. A Royal Wedding.
The
Prince and me. Three. A Royal Engagement.
The Prince and me. Three. A Royal
Rumble.
The Prince. You got to say the whole thing, Taylor.
The Prince and me. Three. A Royal Rumble.
The Prince and me. Three. A Royal Honey.
The Prince and Me 3, A Royal Honeymoon.
That is correct. You did it. It's a real movie. I couldn't tell you anything about it. Well, I know that it's a sequel. I hope it is. It'd be a funny title if it wasn't. If it was the first one out of the gate. Throw 3 on there. Let's make people think it's been around a while. Must be good. They made 2 previously. What that voice was.
That was your Marissa Tomei?
No.
That was Marissa Tomei doing Marvin the Martian.
Yes, that's what that was. All right, so that means you did that, Vanessa. Good job. And you get to go first in our next game. It's time for ABCD's Nuts.
Woo!
It's an easy spelling game.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll start with you, Vanessa. I'll give you a letter. You name any movie that begins with that letter, and you remain in the game.
Okay.
But if you match the one that I've written down in advance, then you win automatically.
Oh, okay.
I know. I don't know why I made that so dramatic. A theme will emerge in these answers. In honor of my debut on April 4th at the UCB New York Hell's Kitchen location. Let's spell Hell's Kitchen. First letter's an H. So all you gotta do, Vanessa, is name a movie that begins with H.
Horse Girl.
Okay, recently released on Netflix.
Yeah, that counts, right?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I was like, am I crazy? I think I'm crazy.
Because it's about she's crazy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to give it away.
Exactly. No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. She's crazy. But great answer. Did not match me. But, of course, you don't know the theme yet. People still might not after this first answer, but I went with Hot Dog the Movie. It's my letter H. E goes to you, Kelly. Any movie begins with E.
E.T.? The extraterrestrial. Do you have to say the whole thing?
Hey, you were so close.
The extraterrestrial.
All you did is finish that last syllable. Yeah, some like to say and his adventures on Earth, but that's those. Some are mostly just me. Excellent answer. I went with Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. Yeah.
Not familiar.
It's a motion picture that I believe Billy Crystal referenced in a joke when he said on the Oscars one year, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman is a lovely movie from China, not Arnold Schwarzenegger's description of a date. Pretty good. I don't know if any of that is accurate, but that's how I remember it. L is your letter, Taylor, one of two L's.
Little Nicky.
In Hell's Kitchen. Oh, that's good. You went with the hell theme there. I went with a movie called Le Chef.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, it's hard to match. John, what do you think for another L movie?
Lost in Space.
That's a terrific answer.
What is this game?
Not a terrific movie. All right, so Vanessa, so far we got Hot Dog the Movie, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Le Chef. And for the second L, I went with, of course, Like Water for Chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we're back to you with the letter S. So I think you have a sense of what the theme could be.
Snakes on a Plane?
A great answer, but no, I did not write that down. I wrote down Super Size Me.
Ah.
Yeah. Kelly K.
I feel like you're going to say something with kitchen, but I don't know one.
K is for Kelly.
So, Kids. That's it, right? That's yeah, one?
That's a movie.
Or The Kid?
No, Kids was a good
okay.
answer. Yeah. The T's are, you know,
yeah,
the,
yeah, that doesn't
the
count.
Starts with T. I went with a movie called Kung Fu Chefs. Okay. Which I now want to check out. Over to you, Taylor, with the letter I.
Oh, really?
Well, would I thought something
know.
Else was going to happen?
Yeah, it was, you know, Inception.
Oh, good answer. Shout out to Jeff Garland. I went with I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. A film he made. I didn't shout him out because he likes cheese, but I mean, it was a title that he put on the name of his own movie that he made. So I assume that, I think by the end he does find someone to eat cheese with. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's okay with eating cheese by himself.
Have you watched any of the movies that you wrote down?
I saw Super Size Me.
Okay.
I saw Hot Dog the Movie. And let's looking ahead, I saw a couple of these ones coming up. T for John.
Keeping it Scottish, I'll go with Train Spotting.
Oh, I like that. Like that very much. I went with The Kitchen. Vanessa, letters C.
Cats. What's the
totally
theme?
On theme?
Do you know? Oh.
I for C, I went with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. H to Kelly.
hot dog. It was hot tub.
There was
time
a hot
machine.
Dog too. There's a hot tub time machine.
I can't think of a food one.
It's tough.
Harry and the Hendersons. Can you eat him?
No, but that would be an interesting ending to that movie. That they're all sad that he has to go get in the oven. I went with Hamburger Hill.
Okay.
Great war movie. I don't know why I called it great. It was a more recent war than that. Taylor, the letter is E? Kitchen, yeah, E.
I can't
E.
Think of
E. Anything?
I mean,
it doesn't matter if you get thrown out of the game.
Yeah. Ever After.
Okay, yeah. Well, that movie was scrumptious. Eat, pray, love.
I was going to say.
Right?
Because you did the E thing.
Such a long E, I thought he'd catch on.
No, I don't catch on to things.
Dabs, dude. Dabs. Yes.
And then, John, if you can really bring this thing home, if you come up with the end title.
I really don't have a clue what's going on.
I don't think any of us do.
Thank God. I'm sure there's a really crappy movie called No Way Out, so I'm just... fire out
you
with that.
So close. I'm gonna call you the winner because you said one of the right words. Yeah, I didn't say No Way Out. I went No Reservations. Yeah, that cooking movie with Mrs. Michael Douglas and Mr. Aaron Brockovich. Didn't mean to make you jump. I just thought it was this very exciting time to just slap down my notes like a scene in a lawyer movie, legal movie. Do we have time for this? Yes, we do. John won that game. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you ever go into a casino and just gamble at a game you have no idea what the rules are and somehow you win? Has that ever happened to you?
I've been drunk in a casino, so
yeah,
yes.
And it happens, right? Yeah. That's what's happening here tonight. I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Oh, I'm just going to put some money on the table then.
So you get to go first. You already, those chips is plenty of, those crisps is plenty of money for us on the table from you. Oh my God.
They're in a green bag.
I mean, I'm really in a trying something mood. What flavor are they?
Just salt and vinegar.
Let's go.
Which is classic.
Is this the next game?
Yeah, everybody eat one, and then I'll tell you a song to whistle.
No, for real?
What? No. I mean, eat one, sure, but... Okay, here we go. Andy Griffith theme. Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we? UCB, Franklin location. Apologies to anyone over at the Sunset location. Didn't get the message. John, we're gonna play a game called Last Woman Stanton. I'm going to get the name of an actress or two from pre-selected audience members, and I like to play along on this game because it's fun. So people will tell me the names of a couple of actresses, and then we'll go around naming movies that they've been in. If you can't think of one, you can go to your lifeline, the person whose name tag you chose, you can go to them once and check in with them, see if they have an answer for you. And whoever lasts the longest is the winner. Taylor, what are you pointing at?
I was making sure my guy is ready to give me an answer.
Yeah, that's the worst when it's like this comes up and the person whose name tag you chose is left already.
No, he's there. He's ready. He's wearing glasses. He knows a couple answers.
That's not how that works.
It's not? No, this isn't the 80s?
Such a cliche. No, God, you can have shitty eyes and be stupid as fuck.
Hey!
I prove it every day. reminds me, I gotta find my glasses. Are they in my fucking head? No. All right, let's see if these ones work. Nope. Hang on, I got another pair. You just go up to the lost and found at anything and just say, did anybody leave some glasses? But then you just gotta keep trying until you find your prescription.
Is that what you did at Disneyland?
Yeah. These are all Disney themed glasses. Oh, this is beautiful. All right. Now I can see. Now this thing's gonna get back on track. Where is the cartoon show? Hey, front row cartoon show. Thank you for being here. And what's your suggestion? Have you ever suggested a name before? No. I didn't recognize cartoon show. Are you from out of town visiting?
I come every week.
You've been here every week?
I won last
time. Always in the front row? You won last time?
Yeah.
Damn.
You gotta open
it's
those
like
eyes.
He doesn't even know me when he's saying that I should remember that he won. But congratulations. Good luck right now. You won a pin last time, didn't you?
I got two.
Yeah, he's already got two of the fucking things. He's just so got so many pins. Now he's going to win another one if he matches me. Name an actress.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
He's going Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Dude. There's an amazing t-shirt, but Mary Elizabeth Winston?
Yeah. Winstead.
Oh, right, Winstead.
Who's that?
Yeah, see, I mean, what if the game was just repeat her name back correctly? Somebody would already be out. All right, so Mary Elizabeth, I know of a few.
Can I Google?
I'm a big fan. Yeah, that's how games work, is you look it up, and you go home victorious. Okay, Winstead. So we definitely are going to get a second name. And we're going to go, let's make this a game. Where is N. Jessup 8998? Did you win last week?
No.
Okay, see? That's what I thought. John's getting a fun phone call.
My manager.
Oh.
Take it. Speakerphone.
Sounds like he's got a pretty cool song.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. theme. Oh, yeah.
You're
blowing him off for this. This could be big news.
Totally. I bet I'll just mute that.
Yeah. Why doesn't he text you? Doesn't he know you're in the middle of a show? Like, I guess he doesn't need to know. Where was the... Oh, there you are. You already said a name, but I wasn't listening. What is it? Emily Blunt. Okay. No match. So, this is going in the bag. Oh, don't be sad. What's happening?
That's it.
What?
Did you get any more names?
That's it, Emily Blunt.
Are you worried?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kristen Nicole.
Yeah, we're almost out of time anyway.
Okay.
You know, two great actresses, but newer to the scene. Okay. She's in Emma's.
Yeah, I know Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt? I almost just said Emma Stone. I was already thinking of Emma Stone titles.
You could pick one of both of them?
I was so excited to go, Easy A! What?
You could pick a movie from...
One or both.
Oh,
I mean, not both, because I don't think they're in anything together, but one or the other, each time it comes to you. Normally I would write it down, but I think this will be a quick one.
Yep.
It's a challenge. But, you know, lifelines will come into play, and it doesn't matter if I win, because I cannot win. John, start us off. A movie that's got Emily Blunt or Mary Elizabeth Winstone.
Mary Poppins.
Yes. Which one?
The new one.
What does she do?
She has an umbrella.
She came back from somewhere, didn't she?
The sky.
No,
that's right.
She did. She was in the sky and then she came back.
Right, but when she got...
And it was a kite.
Well, what did people say when she came back? They were like,
Mary Poppins. How are we?
Here she is.
He's getting everything right.
No, except for the title of the movie.
I love the couple
What does Mary Poppins do in the title of the movie? She was gone.
Mary Poppins spinning round.
No.
Using her elbows.
I'm saying give him the points.
I want Kelly to get him to say it.
I don't know.
It's like when you leave and then you come back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The return of Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins strikes end. Back.
Yeah, I will. God, Mary Poppins strikes back. I would see the shit out of that. No, but she just returns.
Spoonful of arsenic, bitch.
Much like the Star Wars film, she just returns and it's less exciting than it would have been if she struck back. Okay, so John's still in this. Taylor, you going to your lifeline?
Yeah, Josh. All right, and I need you to give me all the information about the movie so that I can use context for maybe future answers. Go.
Whoa, just give him an answer. I don't know what that was about. But you can give him one that's had sequels or something like that, if that's going to maybe help. What else are you looking for, Taylor?
An answer.
Okay. He's going Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Good one to get out of the way early. Starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the title role.
You're not going to help me at all.
I mean, she's the reason for the season. Like, she's the reason the battle is happening between... Because she's dated the world, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot the movie.
Yeah, she got around. But then you find out her idea of dating is like she kissed a guy and then they punched some people.
Sounds right? Like a fun date.
Yeah, so it's not all sex.
That's dating.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do the other one, The Devil Wears Prada.
Emily the other Blunt. One. Yeah, Emily that's Blunt, the other Emily Blunt one?
No, because he did Mary. I did Emily. You get it?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanessa?
Damn. Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Quiet Place.
Yeah. Is it The Quiet Place?
The Quiet Place.
Or is it A Quiet Place?
The Quiet Place.
I like it when you cover your bases. We'll pretend I'm Alex Trebek. I gave everybody one round where we fuck around, but now it's about to get serious. First, I'm going to say... I wish A Quiet Place 2 was out. Because it's just A Quiet Place 2. You don't have to remember anything after the colon. It's not like still quiet.
So it doesn't count if it's not out yet?
Mm-mm. Do you have another one that's not out yet?
Yeah, for Emily.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the new Quiet Place movie.
No, no, she has in another one.
What's the other one?
Jungle Cruise.
Whoa. That's not coming out for a long time.
Yeah, I know. But the trailer's out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's probably coming out in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But movies that aren't out yet don't count. All right. I'm mostly just stalling right now. I don't know whether at this point to say hello or goodbye, so I'm just going to say, oh, fuck, that's Emma Stone again. Hang on. That was going to be a great aloha joke. Oh, Emily Blunt. Oh, I got a good one that no one will probably say. Dan in Real Life. Mm-hmm. John, we're back to you again.
About Time.
Who's in that?
Emily Blunt.
She is?
Yeah. There's a wee ginger guy and he's going through time with his dad.
And does she play the part that's normally played by that other lady? The Amanda Seyfried?
No, I don't think so. I think I've got it right.
I don't think it's Emily Blunt.
Oh, no, it's what's her
Rachel
name? It's Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Married to Time Traveler's Lady.
Hold on. Bran, we're fucked.
Oh, he's going to Bran. What's Bran got? You can't say A Quiet Place Part 2, right? When I just sat here disqualifying it from...
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Just getting to hear you say that was worth it.
Larry. Purple burglar alarm.
Yeah. Which one of them was in that?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's in that?
No.
I don't think she is. That was a good bluff, dude. Which lady's in that one?
Jessica Biel.
Oh, nice try.
Bran?
right?
Okay. Taylor?
Does that mean that technically I'm not the first person out?
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, it does.
For her.
Yeah, no, he's just, you know, trying to better himself.
I need it.
He needs...
That's why I watch Ragnarok 17 times in a row.
He needs a small win.
Yeah, I'm not going to get one this time. I did okay. I got one answer from Josh.
You did better than the acclaimed director of Anna and the Apocalypse.
That's true. Feel good about it.
He's probably got some hot offer in his pants right now. That phone call was probably big.
What?
I know, right?
For me?
No, you're not getting shit from this.
Oh. Hot offer in his pants is...
Yeah, that wasn't the best wording. Kelly?
So this movie changed the name in theaters because it was too long and nobody liked the whole name. And now it's officially Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn.
Interesting. Never encountered this before. Got one guy up there. Yep.
It's true.
But yeah, I guess I do have to accept it because that really did happen. That first title was so dumb. I was looking forward to making people say that full title.
I avoided it,
and
baby.
And the Birds of Prey and the Emancipation. Fantabulous. The Fantabulous Emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
They would have made so much money if they just had Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn,
That's how dumb people are.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Yeah, they're like, I can't read 7 or 8 more words to get to the words Harley Quinn. Plus this picture of her. Who's that? I recognize her. Vanessa.
Sunshine Cleaning.
Woo! Yeah. Slow down.
Cleaning.
Yeah, you were there. You did it. Oh, that was very good. Very good.
Still in it.
Yeah. Oh, that was very nice. Very nice. I'm going to go with, I'm going to say it two different ways because she's in both technically. Grindhouse, right? And Death. Death Trap.
No, nope. That's not it.
Death Farts. No.
No.
Death.
Oh,
no.
Cool. I could say
not that. Death Race. Death something. Kelly?
Should I do it?
If you want. I said Grindhouse. She's in Grindhouse. But
that's two movies to be technical.
Right. You could argue she's in both, so go ahead.
Is she?
What?
She's not in the Planet Terror.
The whole thing is called Grindhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a theatrical release. Grindhouse. Name.
Yeah, yeah.
So can I say Death Proof?
Proof, that's it.
Does that count?
Proof. Yes. Vanessa?
Can I use the lifeline?
Yeah.
What you got?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh, nice.
Oh! That's a good
10
one.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Very good.
Yes.
Well, apologies to the next show after this because we're going long. Kelly, have you used your lifeline yet?
No, not yet. I got one, though, in my pocket.
Pocket.
Should I say it?
Let's do it.
Final Destination 3.
Whoa.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, dude.
Does that have more words after that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know the Final Destination movies that well to know.
Like, it started after the third one. They started making, like, the Final Destination and stuff like that.
Well, that's still the same words. You just...
No, but that was, like,
you
5.
You just really
that
laid
was,
into the "the."
No, they added... They made that 5 or whatever. I don't know.
Vanessa, got anything? It's been great having you here.
I can't.
I love that. I wish that would happen on Jeopardy.
Maybe if you give me 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. They're both terrific actresses, and I'm sure we're missing something. Oh, I just thought of one. God damn it.
Tell me, I'm still in.
Okay, she was in. Wait a second. All right, so Kelly is our winner. Congratulations to Kelly. She was in Live Free or Die Hard, right?
No.
Which one?
Edge of Tomorrow.
No, but she was in a Die Hard movie. She plays Bruce Willis's daughter.
Oh, the Mary
don't
does.
Fuck around. Yeah.
That's she's in the Justin Long one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a lot of debate right away on that one. I was like, what? What the fuck? All right. So anyway, congratulations to Kelly. Come on up, the person that Kelly was playing for.
Should I give it
who
to
who was yeah, Chelsea, just you can help. Oh yeah, Chelsea gets all this shit. I guess, come, can you come get it for her?
Yeah.
yes, on her behalf. Are you still going to be able to push the chair and everything? This is intense. I can't believe you guys are going home with a balloon with my name on it. What a wonderful occasion. I wouldn't be mad at you if you just popped the balloon. But it does have a glow stick inside of it, which is a weird thing. Vanessa, what do you got to plug? We got to get going. Apologies to the album, show after mine.
My album, comedy debut album, comes out March 6th. Woo! It's called My Birthday's Tomorrow.
I got...
Kelly McInerney.
I got my podcast, IMD Weed, and then I'm going to be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati opening for Jeff Tate, another friend of this nice. Thing.
Yeah, Tate.
Yeah. Hey, me, follow Taylor my Instagram Rizzo. At Rizzo Rizzo, and check out my podcast, What's Wrong With Me, where I talk about the things that are wrong with me. Thanks, guys.
I've got a film out, it's on Hulu, it's called Anna and the Apocalypse, and I also think it's on Amazon Prime.
I'm going to watch it tonight, I promise.
Text me after
that. John McPhail, I hope you enjoyed this. Was this a pleasurable experience for you?
This was a dream come true, Doug.
Oh, honestly, that's awesome. I'm so glad
you had
a good time. And one more time for all of my guests, Vanessa Gonzalez, Kelly McInerney, Taylor Rizzo, John McPhail. I will be... my annual countdown to 420 show on April 19th is at the Punchline in San Francisco. You can ring in 42020 with me, and I'll be back here at UCB Franklin in front of you guys in 2 weeks. As always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room